Next up, let's see here, what is next? Let's say 476 is
appoint
next, please.
Shay Flaherty Benton, Paul Delsman, Helen Holly Hunter, and Lauren Golden Jones to the Development Review Advisory Committee for terms to expire May 8, 2021.
Commissioner Daly.
Thank you, Mayor. The Development Review Advisory Committee, fondly known as DRAC, was established in June 2001 as the city's primary advisory body regarding development review. The DRAC seeks to foster a timely, predictable, and accountable development review process and advocates for the consistent and fair application of regulations. The DRAC's 17 members represent groups with interests in development and development review processes. DRAC members are appointed by the City Council to 1 3-year term with the possibility of serving a second 3-year term. 4 individuals have been nominated to fill vacant positions on the DRAC as previous members who've completed their terms and or stepped down. These 4 nominees bring significant experience in the development industry and familiarity with Portland's development review processes. Appointing these 4 individuals will bring the DRAC closer to full strength and allow it to continue its work on behalf of Portland. These 4 new appointments are Shay Flaherty Bettine, who's been nominated for the small business position, Paul Delsman, who's been nominated for the large construction contractors position, Helen Holly Huntley has been nominated for the frequent development review customers position, and Lauren Golden Jones has been nominated for the large developers position. I don't believe any of them are in the room today, but we have someone from BDS or...
Yeah. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Mark Fetters. I'm a Senior Management Analyst with the Bureau of Development Services, and I provide staff support to the Development Review Advisory Committee. And I want to thank Commissioner Udaly for the summary of these 4 appointments. I would note with these 4 appointments, there would still be 2 vacant positions remaining on the DRAC, one representing citywide neighborhood interests, the other representing minority construction contractors and development professionals. And we are actively seeking applications and reviewing applications for those 2 positions. So hopefully we will be back soon with recommended candidates for those positions as well.
Very good. Commissioner Fritz?
How would somebody step up to volunteer for those 2 positions? How would they go about applying?
They would contact me, actually. Or they can go through the Office of Neighborhood Involvement as well. On the ONI website, there is information there. The city's boards and applications form is available there. They can submit that to ONI or to me at BDS.
And they could presumably call 823-4000 and ask for that information.
I'm sorry?
They could call 823-4000 and volunteer and get, they would be put in touch with you. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Very good. I'll entertain a motion.
Move to adopt the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Saltzman, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Please call the roll.
Well, thanks, Mark, for your work, and thanks to the new members of the Development Review Advisory Committee. They're very important. Aye.
Thank you. Udaly.
Thank you, Shay, Paul, Helen, and Lauren, wherever you are. I look forward to working with you all. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for staffing the committee, and thank you, Commissioner Udaly. These are great appointments. The Development Review Advisory Committee is set up to be a balanced group with development interests and neighborhood interests, so it's particularly important to have somebody who's representing citywide neighborhood associations and also the minority contractors. So I do hope if folks are watching this and think that might be interesting. It's a very interesting committee and very important in advising how Development Services raises money, spends its money, and just various policy issues about development services. I'm very happy to support it. Aye.
Wheeler.
These are great appointees. I mean, if you read through their bios and the statements they provided, these are very, very strong appointees, and I'm always gratified that people with this level of skills and, frankly, people who are so busy are willing to step forward and serve with us. So I'm grateful to them. And I vote aye. The appointments are approved. Thank you. Next.